everyone, welcome to Pod Bangtan, where we watch Run BTS and talk about it after. This week we're doing a special season one wrap-up episode and we're discussing BTS and their Myers-Briggs or MBTI and talking about like why they work so well together on a show like Run BTS based on MBTI theory.
We've been wanting to talk about this for a while.
So long. I feel like we've been talking about this for like more than a year.
Like, you and I both love MBTI. Like, a lot of people, like my husband's like, I don't believe in it. Obviously, it's very, and I'm sure we'll come to it, very common with idols and Korean variety shows.
Yeah.
But I'm really into it.
Yeah. I wonder if it's also part of, like, obviously, we're also going to talk about this, like, it changes over time, but I wonder if it's part of putting a group together is, like, considering their MBTI.
I mean, as with any team, K-pop idols or not, I think you do want to consider, it's very interesting when you are in a team and then you do the MBTI and you realize actually like this is why it's dysfunctional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I remember doing an MBTI with a whole bunch of like people in my old workplace and like only one person was F. And we'll get into what F means. But it's just hilarious because the entire team did not have any Fs.
Yeah.
So that person, like, we then got out of our way to, like, make sure we asked them how they are and stuff like
that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, shall we dive right in for our listeners who don't understand what an F is and talk a little bit about history? I don't know, Polly, maybe you want to dive into this part?
Yeah. So, we're going to dive into MBTI and its history. And obviously, BTS loves a bit of Carl Jung. And a lot of K-pop idols all like MBTI as well. MBTI was originally developed by Isabel Briggs Myers and her mother, apparently.
Yeah. Catherine. And so what they were doing was they wanted to quantify the theory of these psychological types that Carl Jung or Jung, I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Jung.
Okay, Jung. That Carl Jung had discussed in his psychological theories. And as a lot of us probably know, BTS is really influenced by Carl Jung. And so a lot of the songs on the album, well, actually the whole album title, Map of the Soul, is based on Carl Jung theory. And a lot of the songs on there, like Ego, those are all directly inspired by Jungian philosophy. So they're already super influenced by Carl Jung. And then they've talked about their Myers-Briggs type. So to summarize, the psychological types that Carl Jung was talking about in MBTI, there are basically four dichotomies. So it's like extrovert versus introvert, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling, and judging or perceiving. Yeah. So basically, when you do the analysis, the MBTI analysis, you end up with a four-letter personality type based on where you fall in each of these dichotomies. Yeah. So, for example, I am an INFP, and Polly, do you know your Myers-Briggs personality type?
Yeah, I'm an ENTJ, which is pretty much kind of opposite of you, but recently, to be fully opposite, as we'll talk about later how there's changes to MBTI for people as they go, I've gone from ENTJ to ESTJ.
Ooh.
So I have now become directly opposite of you.
That's so funny. My parents are direct opposites of each other, though. So it doesn't mean that, like, you can't get along. It is what it is.
No. If anything, in a way, you would think, let's get into that in a minute about, like, how the kind of groupings would work.
Yeah. For me, it's almost like astrology, like you were saying earlier, like you and I are really into it and some people really aren't. I think it reminds me a lot of astrology, like you can read what it means about your personality and
Yep. According to MBTI then, as Katie mentioned, you are one of four letters and you hear this a lot from all the different like JK recently shared in her story. They talked about it on In the Soup season one.
They're
never on a lot of interview shows, also talk about it. I feel like it's kind of made a bigger, it was always there, but I feel like it's now more prevalent in a lot of content from Korea at the moment.
Interesting. People are into it.
Yeah. And I guess as Katie mentioned, obviously BTS really likes Carl Jung, and I remember watching a video or even looking at a screenshot of a video where they're like, oh, you can read, you know, RM's favorite books.
Yes.
I believe one of them was a Carl Jung book, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So I think, Katie, did you see, so is there more information about how BTS and Carl Jung intersect?
Yeah, there is, but actually, like, people have already done really long analyses of the influence of Carl Jung on BTS. And so what we'll do is we'll link in the podcast description a link to a really long BBC article that breaks it all down, and a link to another podcast called Speaking of Jung, where they did a whole episode about Map of the Soul persona and the Jungian influences on that album. So I actually haven't listened to that episode yet, but it sounds really interesting.
I mean, it does, like, bring, because I guess, like, K-pop eras and K-pop concepts tend to either be underpinned by a very, very complex label-led universe. Whereas I think it's one of the things I find BTS, like, really intriguing is that they had a kind of songs based on psychology.
Yeah. Although in that BBC article, something one of the Korean academics said is, like, the person, I don't know if it was a woman or a man actually, they said the only reason this is making news is because it's a K-pop band and everyone thinks that K-pop bands are so, like, manufactured and told what to say, that if it was Joni Mitchell who was referring to Jungian philosophy in her songs, nobody would have commented on it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting.
I think, yeah. Is it because it's K-pop group, or is it because I feel like with Western music, you very rarely have, like, eras that are very, like, conceptually unique from different eras. Like, obviously people release different albums, but generally it's a kind of, like, slow evolution of their music. There's obviously slight changes each time, but I think with K-pop albums and eras, it's like full change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I feel like full change concept requires more kind of underpinning, if that makes sense.
And people do like the in-depth analysis of album content for Taylor Swift, for example. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, coming back to MBTI.
Yes. So, I thought it might be useful for our listeners who have never heard of MBTI or have never done it before, to do, like, a really quick intro to help you figure out what is your MBTI. Obviously, the full test is, like, 200 questions long, but we can oversimplify by asking 4 questions to figure out where you are on each of these 4 dichotomies. And
yeah.
This is adapted, I guess I should say, because a lot of it's just copied and pasted from a website called Brightside. So to start with, actually, did you know that Carl Jung is the person who invented introverts versus extroverts?
No.
I didn't know that either. For some reason, I thought that, like, has always existed, but no, he is the one who came up with this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I just know that Carl Jung has, like, links with, I want to say, Freud. Like, I feel like they work together.
I don't really know. I don't know anything. Analytical psychology.
I took one psychology course at university.
Okay.
And I just remember names, and that's it. Anyway, let's get into this.
Okay. So the introvert versus extrovert question is, you're totally exhausted because your week was endless and less than great. How are you going to spend your weekend? And then obviously, if you say you're going to spend it inside, watching movies, phone off, take a bath, decompress that way, then you're an introvert. And if you say, oh, I want to just go out with my friends, I want to like go to a restaurant, I want to go to a movie, I want to like hang out with people and get my mind off things that way, then you're more extroverted.
Yeah, I'm totally the E.
I'm totally the I. Do you want to do the next one, Polly? So the next one, sensing versus intuition.
Yeah, so for the sensing versus intuition, so which of the following description suits you more? Number one, most important thing for me is what's happening here and now. I assess real situations and pay attention to details. Number two, facts are boring. I love to dream and play over upcoming events in my mind. I rely more on intuition than information.
Mm.
Now, if you choose one, Katie, which one would you choose?
So I want to say that I'm into facts, but I think really I do think that I have a strong intuition, because I think this is more than like planning a trip. It's like when you meet people, do you like, I don't know, like I have a stronger intuition or like, yeah, way I perceive relationships and stuff based on my intuition.
Yeah. So if you chose number two, like Katie, you would be an N or intuition. If you choose number one, like me, you would be sensing. And I think honestly, so for me, this is the one that's changed.
Yeah.
And I think I have changed.
Okay.
Like I think COVID and life stage and things happening in life probably has made me more sensing than intuition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're not alone. We'll get to this when we look into how BTS members have changed over time. But this is, I mean, it's totally possible to flip back and forth on any of these. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a spectrum. Mm. It's not like you're one or the other. And I think when I've done it with kind of a trainer before, it's like, what are you, which one do you prefer first?
Yeah.
And then which one do you prefer less? Not because you're neither.
Yeah.
Or one or the other.
And when you do the full test, don't they give you like percentages in the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So obviously all we're right. Being very black and white here, but the full test is much more thorough.
Exactly.
So the next one is thinking versus feeling. And this one, I wrote down the question that I think I did in a workshop. So this is not Brightside's fault if this is an incorrect approach to this. This is me. So on this one, the scenario that I always use is your friend calls you because she just got home and she says it looks like her house has been broken into. What is the first thing you say on that phone call?
Yep.
So you have one of two reactions, and it's either, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your first reaction, you're a feeler. And the other one is, oh my gosh, call the police. And if that's your first reaction, then you're more of a thinker.
Yep. And which one is yours, Katie?
I'm an are you okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely, I think I've done this in an exercise where it was, they just asked the question out of the blue. Like, we didn't know that this was coming to kind of decide whether you're one or the other.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you call the police.
Yeah.
Like, and this is the question in my old team where everyone said that except for one person.
Yeah.
And the one person's like, I'd probably ask if they were okay.
Yeah.
And the rest of us were like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. But then at the same time, it's like, of course they're okay. Like nothing has happened to, like they're calling you. They're standing outside their house. You know what I mean? It is like,
yeah.
It's like an of course call the police question. But it is funny like how that works. Even I had this conversation with my mother-in-law and immediately she was like, oh, I would say call the police.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it works. It works to help you figure out if you're an F or a T. You're an F if you're like me and you say, are you okay? And you're a T if you're like Polly and you say, call the police.
Exactly.
It's so helpful that we're opposites on this.
It is. Like we've become complete opposites. So yeah. It works.
Okay, last one.
So the last one is judging or perceiving. And the situation is there are only 2 weeks left before your really good friend's wedding. How are the preparations going? So number one is, 1 month ago, I chose a saxophonist who will play a medley of school songs, collected the couple's photo love story, composed a poem, pressed my suit, made appointments, and prefer to be fully armed. The second option is, why prepare? I'll be having fun and enjoying myself at the party. I'll improvise my wedding speech. The best things happen spontaneously. And even reading this second line makes me anxious.
This is literally how I handled my brother's wedding.
Like, no. I'm like Jay all the way. So if you chose number one, where you're like needing to feel like you're super prepared and prepare a whole bunch of stuff beforehand and making appointments and stuff, that's a judging or Jay. And then if you're like, you know what, it's all good, you're perceiving or P.
Yep.
Yeah.
INFP confirmed. Just reading.
No preparation? What?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I also, for example, packed for this trip to go south in Italy. I packed at midnight when my flight was at 8 a.m.
Yeah, that wouldn't... Yeah, I plan it like the weekend before.
Yeah.
Because even if I don't pack physically, I will have planned what I was going to bring.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. So...
So now that our listeners have figured out maybe an idea of what their MBTI is and we know ours, now we can talk about BTS's MBTI over time. So Polly, you mentioned that they've talked about this on Weverse, that Jungkook's been posting on Instagram about his MBTI. They talked about it on In the Soup. And so before we were ARMY, in FESTA 2017, they released little like resume briefs where they first announced their MBTI.
Yeah, officially. Yeah.
So you can kind of put this into like a timeline. FESTA 2017, what they said on In the Soup last summer, and then anything they've posted on Weverse or Instagram since then to update their MBTI even more. And you can see a bit of change over time.
Yeah, and I know that I distinctly remember watching a video where it was for one of the magazines, I want to say Cosmopolitan or 17, where they made them play like the balance game essentially.
Oh yeah.
And like, it was like, okay, move to the left. Like you've just went, like gone to an awards ceremony. What are you going to do next? Move to the right if you're going to go to an after party and see people. Move to the left if you just want to like go back and chill.
Yeah.
Or like have an early night, and like you can see the extrovert and introvert line diverge in that way.
I have seen clips from this. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of like clear introvert, extrovert conversation, but not so much of some of the other kind of characteristics.
Yeah. And I think actually, so I think, okay, in my one day of research into this, I think it's a little bit felt that like MBTI is very like internally focused and very focused on the distinction between introverts and extroverts. Mm. And then there's some other models, which we'll talk about in like in a minute, that try to focus more on some of the other letters and bring out some of that context. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess just to give you a really quick breakdown, I think the most interesting thing about this, like we can maybe tweet this timeline of how BTS members' MBTI has changed over time. It's not like really helpful to list a million letters out to people on a podcast. Mm. But some people who have changed over time I think are interesting. So you've got like RM and V who have kind of shifted between introverted and extrovert over time.
Yeah, like, I can totally see that.
Yeah, so RM started out as an introvert in 2017, but by In the Soup, he was saying he was extroverted. And V, in October, wrote on Weverse that he now was an INFP instead of an ENFP.
Yeah, and I think it comes back to, because the focus, a lot of people get, there's this misunderstanding of extroversion and introversion. I think a lot of people think, well, they're outgoing and talk a lot. Ergo, they must be extroverted. Like Jin is a good example where in videos and when he's like on, he's like chatting a lot, joking a lot, but actually he's an introvert. And I think it's coming back to where do you get the most energy from? Like, how do you recharge? And you can see in actually a lot of BTS content, like Jin, often, even if he does do a V live in his hotel room or what, like it tends to be, I don't know, I think in their downtime, like think about what they get to in their downtime. I feel like that kind of gives you a hint around whether they're kind of really E or an I. Like obviously Yoongi, no questions asked, introvert. J-Hope, no questions asked, extrovert. Like he hangs out with everyone all the time. And yeah, there's some that are like a little bit not like Jimin, also very obviously extroverted. But maybe I think maybe in there's two, maybe it's also like an age thing. Like after a while, maybe you're like, actually, I don't need to be so out there. Or maybe RM, who was initially an introvert, like is put in a lot of positions where he has to be comfortable speaking and being around people as the leader of the group. And maybe through that, he's become more extroverted.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, I think the other thing is like that we need to keep in mind. Like, I found on YouTube this whole video explaining why this person thought V was actually an extrovert, not an introvert. And it's like whatever they share with us, like no matter how much content we feel like we've seen, we don't know anything about their real lives, or like there's so much of their lives that we don't know.
And in a way, us knowing what their MBTI is almost a glimpse into their real personality.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's really hard. I mean, I'm sure you can, obviously. Like, you can choose which MBTI you want to be and then kind of reverse engineer it. But I think filling out like 200 questions is quite hard to do that in that mindset. So I can see the discrepancy between what maybe Army thinks one of the members might be versus what their MBTI is.
Yeah, totally. And actually, speaking of the 200 questions thing, they had this V Live in October 2021, and I think it was Jen who was like, "Yeah, I am not going to retake that test unless the company makes me, because that is long and boring."
It's a lot of questions. And it's like, because they're clearly getting, I've done it a few, I've obviously done it recently to know that I've changed. And like, you can tell what they're trying to get at. And it's like variations on a theme for the same question. So you're like, but I thought I answered this already. And you're like, oh no, they're trying to like really suss out whether, you know, you like order and details versus spontaneity kind of thing.
And so then somebody like JK on In the Soup, Jungkook was like, no, maybe it was still that V Live. It was still the V Live. Jungkook was like, oh yeah, mine changes all the time. And Suga was like, that's because you're taking like a short online version. He was like, if you took the real one, it wouldn't change that often. Like, you're just taking this short version that changes all the time. That's why. So Suga, being the king of all knowledge, was like, you're just doing it wrong.
Do you match any of the BTS members,
No,
Katie?
I do not. Do
Oh,
you?
not even. No, I do not either. But I think the one, so I was either ENTJ or ESTJ, and I think they're not very common. Because there are certain, I mean, not everyone in the world has taken MBTI, so this is, you know, whatever sample size you want to call it, being very scientific about this. But yeah, apparently some are just not as common as others.
I don't think mine is very common either, but I think it's super common in public health because I'm the counselor, INFJ. And that's like, I remember it was like we all had to take this during my master's program, and it's like less than 1% of the world is an INFJ. And then it was like in this auditorium full of our entire class of public health people, and they were like, stand up if you're an INFJ. And it was like the whole auditorium.
No way. Well, maybe that's a sign, Katie, since I'm not an INFJ. Maybe I'm in the wrong
You're in the wrong
field.
field. Well,
That's
I
pretty
think
hilarious.
so speaking of introverts versus extroverts, let's just do a quick breakdown. So obviously the most commonly known introvert line in BTS is Jen, Yoongi, and Jungkook. But now V is part of that introvert line. Even if he is an extroverted introvert, he's an I now. And the extrovert line is obviously the other. So you've got Jimin, J-Hope, and RM. Yeah. So that's a key thing. Oh, another interesting thing to note is that you do have a couple people who have the same MBTI type in BTS. So you have Jin and Yoongi, who are both INTPs. And yeah, and you have RM and V, who were both ENFPs for a couple years until V just became an INFP, and RM started off as an INFP. So I think they're like super similar. You've got these two pairs of people who are very similar. And obviously sometimes it can be really comforting. If you meet someone who's the exact same MBTI as you, you might feel like you've met like a kindred spirit.
Yeah, because I know Jin and Yoongi have been going fishing together, and like in the last season, not the current season, the last season, even in the soup, they've been saying it's like really nice to just hang out and we don't need to talk and it's still all right.
Yeah, yeah, they get it.
And yeah, and RM and V like are known to be like, they get along well as well.
Yeah, they understand each other.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so my question is JK and Jimin,
yeah,
right? We know they get on as friends. Mm. Very close. They are kind of complete opposites, almost.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing they have in common is their feels.
But maybe that's like what ties them together.
Yeah.
Their feels.
It's kind of like us. Like, we were almost complete opposites, and now we are complete opposites. For a while, we were tied together by our intuition.
Oh, yeah, but... that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, because Jungkook's the one who, when you were talking about making that switch from N to S, he has been exploring his MBTI profile lately and recently put on Instagram that he feels like he's half ISFP and half INTP.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's hard to be very clear cut about these things. But yeah. I think Yoongi, there might be something about Suga. Like, I probably, in terms of scientific rigor, I think taking an abridged version that gives you a character at the end might not be the most telling version.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And of course, RM also said in that video, he was like, don't you think it's an oversimplification? Like, humans can't be grouped into like 16 personality types. And I was like, RM, that's so you. That's so you to say that.
Yeah, exactly. Despite him being very Jungian.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how that dichotomy is sitting with him. How he feels about that. Maybe he thinks that Carl Jung wouldn't approve of this application of his theory.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe RM should write his own book. I wouldn't be surprised if RM wrote his own book.
I mean, there have been rumors something. That HYBE is going to start a publishing line. They were recruiting librarians, I think.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Diversifying.
Mm-hmm. You know it.
All right. The question I really want to know, of which I know you've done quite a bit of analysis on, is why does BTS work so well together based on their MBTI types?
Yes. So we've already mentioned a couple things that I think contribute to it. So you've got this nice mix of introverts and extroverts.
Yeah.
You've got a couple repeating pairs where people who maybe have social anxieties like Suga or a 4D personality like V, they found like someone who really understands them within the group.
Mm.
So you've got some things like that based on directly on MBTI. But what I mentioned earlier is that there are a couple models that have built on MBTI and have added additional layers of interpretation or analysis. To help bring the kind of internal focus of MBTI into a more external focus, thinking about how people interact with each other.
Mm.
And so there are two things that I've looked into. And since I've written a book report about this, Polly, I'll just dive in and then interrupt me at will.
Go for it.
Okay. So the first one is called Temperament. And this was developed by a guy named Dr. David Kiersey. And we'll obviously link to all this in the podcast description. And this approach focuses on communication and action, and the middle two letters of the Myers-Briggs is how he set this up. So the N versus S and the F versus T. So he focuses on these things and has pulled their characteristics and created this temperament concept, which is supposed to focus, like I said, on how you communicate and how you act. And he's developed four temperaments, and they're artisan, guardian, idealist, and rational. And it's meant to be useful to help you understand the kinds of contributions that individuals make in the workplace. Obviously, you know, selling this to corporate clients, but it is what it is. Yeah. Another interpretation is someone else who's done a lot of work on this, Dr. Linda Barron. She has explained temperament as the why of behavior. So why you behave a certain way can be explained by this thing called temperament. And so the interesting thing is you group the 16 MBTI types into these four temperaments, and within BTS, all four temperaments are represented. Yeah, so you've got at least one person from each temperament. You've got an artisan in Jungkook. You have a guardian in J-Hope. You have three idealists, Jimin, RM, and V, and you have two rational temperaments, Jin and Suga. And if Jungkook's 50-50, he's in there as well a bit. So to me, that means like that there's a good mix of communication and action styles within BTS, because you've got a bunch of different types of temperaments.
Right.
And I think especially in the action styles, there's a split between, in his diagram, in the Kearnsey diagram of action, people who take pragmatic action, so people who want to get effective results, and people who want to like focus on more like what's the right thing, like how can we contribute to society. You've got like a 50-50 split within the group of people who like to do either one or the other. And so I just think it balances out well in that way. That the balance within BTS is much different than the balance within the general population. So what we were talking about earlier about how our MBTI types are rare, because you know the breakdown of the MBTI types, you know the breakdown of the different temperaments.
Oh yeah, that's true. And so
in the general population, the most common are artisans and guardians. And those are the most rare in BTS. So BTS has more idealists and rational temperaments than the general population. Yeah. And that's all I know. I haven't gone any deeper. So I don't know. I don't know what that means for BTS. I'm just hypothesizing that maybe this is one reason why they work well together as a group, is because they've got a balance, but they've also got this overrepresentation of idealists and rational people. And what I did note is that I think you can kind of see this influence in their music themes. They've got this overrepresentation. So idealists, this temperament, are people who want to inspire others with their enthusiasm and their idealism. And you definitely, I feel like that really comes through in BTS. And then rational thinkers are independent people who will disregard authority if they think the authority is wrong or wasting their time. And I think you've also got that kind of like contrarian.
Especially in their older stuff.
Yeah.
But also more in the kind of rap line Suga stuff.
Yeah, Suga. I mean, it is Suga's influence there, I think. But, you know, they always say that like that Jin is the one who will push back on the company and like ask for more vacation days or, you know. And
dye his own hair.
Yeah. And that's because, I mean, Jin is a rational temperament. And so that's his strength there.
I mean, that also goes, like, works well with the idealists. I mean, Namjooning is now a thing.
Yeah.
And it's, like, everyone wanting to be, like, getting inspiration from art, like RM does.
Yeah.
Or V, like, being his, kind of doing his own style.
Yeah. And then you've still got, you know, the artisan, Jungkook, who's obviously super optimistic and playful and maybe, like, brings joy to the group. and the guardian in J-Hope, who's the steadfast, kind of like steady as a rock person, cornerstone of the group.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, so that is part one. Part two is this thing called interaction styles. So this is Linda Behrens, the doctor I spoke of earlier, who had a comment and also has taken temperaments into her own thing. She has also developed an approach called interaction styles. And this, she says, is to understand the how of behavior. So if temperament is the why, interaction style is the how. So how you interact with other people. So, yeah, this one, it's like temperament analysis. There are four different interaction styles, but different than temperament, they're not all present within BTS.
Okay. So
within BTS, most people, so 6 out of the 7 members, are either in the get things going or behind the scenes interaction styles.
Right.
And I think the common thing I could tell about these two interaction styles is that they're both very collaborative. So,
which is good.
Yeah. So the get things going people are people who want everyone to have a voice, and they're very good at listening and asking questions, and they want to bring everybody in. And then behind the scenes people are obviously behind the scenes. They're very patient workers, but they understand the value of taking in as many contributions and viewpoints as possible because they know that will get the best result. So even though, you know, you've got two people who are get things going, RM and J-Hope, and then you've got 4 people who are behind the scenes, Jin, Yoongi, JK, and V. So even though, you know, they might have different motivations, they're both of these types of interaction styles are very open to collaboration and to conversation. So I think we can all imagine why that would be a good thing for teamwork.
Plus, I think as you've kind of done in your analysis as well, obviously the in-charge interaction style is just Jimin.
Yeah.
And this is like instantly bringing me back to, want to say Life Goes On, but I don't mean it, the B album.
Yeah.
Where Jimin was the project manager while everyone had kind of different roles doing different things.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, as you say, you know, you probably wouldn't want to have more than one in charge because they would kind of argue with the other person in charge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost a perfect solution to have one in charge interaction style within the group.
I do wonder in the trainee system now whether they form groups based on these theories.
I know. It seems like...
Because if they did, like, you can still... Obviously, humans are humans. You can't, like, guarantee anything. But surely if you did group people together... If they were random, right? And you grouped a set of people based on these traits together, surely they're off to a better start than a random not mixed like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You would think. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I guess just the last thing to know is what is this missing interaction style? And the missing interaction style from BTS is the chart the course interaction style. And so people with this interaction style are usually very focused on progress towards one goal at a time. And they always want to know where they're going and how to get there. And I personally am in this interaction style. So there's no one from BTS with this interaction style. And maybe that's a good thing because maybe these kinds of people are like too focused on one thing at a time and like aren't comfortable with the degree of collaboration that is required to be a successful group.
Plus you kind of have to be really forward thinking.
Yeah, and like I, an INFJ, definitely have no interest in the performing arts. So
not yet.
Yeah,
you might be a street woman fighter season 2.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, that is the type that is missing from BTS.
I see. So to summarize, Katie,
yes.
What do you think, in answer to my question again, based on their MBTI and obviously the additional versions of temperament and interaction, what do you think makes BTS work well?
Right. So Key points: mix of introverts and extroverts, some repeated MBTI pairs, all the temperaments are represented in a different mix to the general population, an overabundance of collaborative interaction styles, and only one in charge interaction style. And that mix gives you BTS.
Indeed.
I mean,
cool.
I'm sure there's so much more to it than that. All the like psychologists who would be listening are probably like rolling over right now, like, no. But that's my interpretation. Okay, so I hope that was interesting for people. If you have additional thoughts on MBTI, let us know. Polly, do you want to add anything?
No, I think I could talk about MBTI for ages.
I know.
I might now also look into what my temperament is, and then also look at what my new MBTI equates to in terms of Harry Potter characters.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, we can talk about this for ages, and I think hopefully we will engage some armies who've done a lot of research and do a part two.
Ooh, yeah.
But we have reached the end of season one of Run BTS, and this is actually our last episode of 2021. But don't fret, we'll be back next year, 2022, to watch more Run BTS. As always, feel free to tweet or DM us your thoughts after you listen to this episode. Maybe tweet us your MBTI and what your bias is, and maybe we can do some analysis. And we might include them in the next podcast. And you can also join us on our live space on Twitter on Tuesday. So we'll come back in January.
Yes. Looking forward to it. Everybody have a happy holiday period. Happy New Year. And see you in 2022.
Sounds good. Bye.
Bye.